The sounds of the following spelling alphabet words transmit well, even in poor communication conditions. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie.
I've got to say, this is Alpha Bravo Charlie, and you know what, Kev? This episode, for some reason, just listening to our theme song when we were starting right there, I gotta say, I put together a cool little theme song for our show. I'm really proud of that song. That's a good one.
It was surprisingly well done. It really raised my I'm being mean again. No, it's really well done. Yeah, you got a career in audio editing, buddy.
I should go to school for audio editing because you said that's not a waste of money at all, right?
I know, it's not a waste of money at all. You should definitely do it. It's a good financial decision. It definitely will lead to a career. Everyone I know that went to school for that is currently working in the audio industry. Just kidding. None of them are. Most of my instructors are no longer working in the audio industry. That's just my opinion, though.
Is the audio industry not a very secure job prospect because of home recording and things like that? Is that what killed it?
Well, even in 2006, 2007, home recording was already a thing. Like a laptop with Pro Tools, like you've been able to do that for a long time. You know, drums are still the thing that you can do them at home, but they're hard. And I still think it's worth it to do vocals in the studio with like a really nice microphone, and just, you know, rent a studio for a day and redo all your lead vocals, at least through, depending on the music you're working on. But I think it's very much a gig-based job, so half of it's networking. And it's something that people don't want to pay for anymore.
Yeah.
And it's the thing, too, the thing that bugged me, and I bet you most cities are like this, Vancouver had at least three or four schools with programs on audio engineering. And Vancouver is a big city, but it's not a huge, it's not New York, right?
Like colleges, like, or high school?
What's that?
Colleges or high school?
Colleges.
Okay.
Yeah. I had three, you know, post-secondary educations. I don't know if it on audio program, audio engineering programs. And there's not that many jobs in the city. And if you want an audio engineering job, you're probably going to work in television doing like Foley and sound mixing and that sort of stuff. That's where the jobs are. And then, well, like, I was inspired by the music, man. I wanted to be like my favorite rock band, Wilco.
You know what's funny? I here in Dayton, I feel like when I was younger, there used to be a lot of audio schools that you went to. And they were always in tiny little buildings by themselves, in random places. It wasn't like a college campus. It was like always just in a strip mall or something. There was a college for national NCIB or whatever they called
right.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, mine wasn't in a strip mall, but it wasn't like a university campus or anything like that. Here's the thing that bugs me, and it's the last thing I can say about this ever. Probably not. There's an audio engineer named Sean Everett. Sean Everett is, if you look at your liner notes, he does a lot of records. If you know a record that came out in the past few years and the audio quality is really great in there and it's kind of in the genres of music that we listen to, it's probably Sean Everett record, like all the War on Drugs stuff, whole bunch of stuff. Look up his discography. He is from kind of the same neck of the woods that I'm from, and he went to a school that I considered going to but didn't go to because I wanted to live in the big city. But he went to, I can't remember what school it is, but it was some small town in the Rocky Mountains and did audio engineering there. And I was like, well, how am I going to make contacts? And so I didn't go there. He went there sort of around the same time as me, and now he's winning Grammys and stuff like that, and I'm sitting here talking on a USB microphone about Wilco for 200 episodes. So, decisions.
Life didn't go the way you wanted, did it, Kev?
I'm very happy. I don't work in the audio industry, and I love that. That's all I'm going to say about that. So
you make it sound like you're mad at the audio industry. You're mad at the job prospects in the audio industry.
I'm also kind of mad about the audio industry. Like it ruined music for me for a long time.
Interesting.
Like there was a period there where when I'd listen to music and I'd just be like, oh, I can hear how the drums are compressed. I can hear everyone can hear, but I could hear it so in depth and ruin the magic of music for me. And then I was so disappointed. I was so young. I was 18 when I went, right? I was dumb. I was super dumb. Our society pushes like 18-year-olds to like decide what you want to do for your life and go to school. And that works for some people, but does not work for a lot of people.
No, you should make that decision until you're like 25 and had a couple bad jobs to where you can had a couple
go work at the mall and live at home with your mom and dad. If you can, not everyone can, and like save up some money and go traveling or something. Like just discover who you are, have some relationships that end badly, and you know, be really sad about that for like 6 months at a time, like I did, and you know, and find what's your passion. Because when I was 18, I had no idea what my passions were, it was music, and it's still music, but like music is a hobby. I would never want to work in the music industry, and school proved that to me. So it, you know, from that respect, it was a good experience. But I definitely, and that's bring it back to Wilco. That's probably why like the albums that came out a few years after. I was in the audio program. I was not as hyped on because I was just kind of like, I didn't listen to a ton of music. I just tried to separate from that. And it hasn't been since the past, I don't know, 9 years, 10 years that I've been able to listen to music again. And I can still like analyze it, but I can also just listen to it as a fan and be caught up in the mystery of it and the energy of it that was taken from me, that was ruined by me. So,
It was stolen from you.
It was stolen. But now it's back. I got it back just for forgetting a whole bunch of stuff that I paid a ton of money to learn. So,
Kevin got his groove back.
Yeah.
Kev, let's talk about Unlikely Japan. That's what the focus of this episode is.
That's why the people are paying us big bucks is to talk about this. Now, Jason.
Yes.
We're being a little inconsistent here, and we're both aware of that. So we have songs that are musically related there in the same episode, such as Summer Teeth and Tried and True, Blood of the Lamb and When the Roses Bloom Again. Those songs both shared episodes. Technically, if we're being to the letter of the law, this should have been in the Impossible Germany episode. However, Impossible Germany's a heavy weight of a song, and I guess to back up,
it would diminish both of them.
What's that?
It would have diminished both of them by half.
It would have diminished both of them. Yeah, and we had Mike Adams. Remember how cool Mike Adams was?
Yeah.
Like that was really cool. We had him on the podcast, and I wouldn't have just wanted to talk about a weird Wilco B-side. They are related in the sense that they share some lyrics. Obviously, Impossible Germany, Unlikely Japan. And there's some other lyrics are shared between. Jeff says in the liner notes, Alpha Bravo Charlie, that they share some of the same melody too. But they are very different songs. So in this case, I felt it was probably better to do them separately and really put the emphasis to let Impossible Germany shine. And then for us to be able to shine a light on a pretty obscure Wilco B-side.
Well, Rachel, go to abcwilco.com, find all the ways to support the show. Leave a rating and review on Apple Podcast. Go to Spotify, give us a follow, or follow any of the links on that website. That would be a big help. Let's just jump into it.
How well do you know the song, Jason?
I've probably heard it in my life 5 or 6 times.
Okay. I feel like I know what you're going to say, that the song is too long.
I don't remember that being a thought that I've ever had while listening to it, but maybe.
There's no one in the songs that you've thought are too long. This is like, but this song, so, no, you know, this is obviously not as great as Impossible Germany, but it's Impossible Germany is a showcase song. And this is the sort of song you learn to appreciate once you get really into a band. So in that sense, they're like two sides of the same coin. And it's cool that they're related.
I really like this song, but now that you pointed out that it's a long song, it's seeming kind of
ruined
daunting.
It for you.
So I'm like waiting for it to feel too long.
I like the drums here too, especially. I like the melody of the song too. Like it's kind of If I knew more about music theory, I could probably point out, you know, what it's doing. That's just, you know, it's using like a harmonic minor scale or something. I don't know, but it's got a cool vibe to it.
So now, I've never sat down and studied the lyrics of this song, but they're not the exact same lyrics as...
No, there's lines in this song that are not in Impossible Germany, okay. And vice versa.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't remember the peach, whatever that last line was.
That's,
I don't remember
funny,
that.
That's the, exact, line that made me go, huh, those aren't the same words.
Yeah, I just earlier tonight, AB compared it to just confirm. Am I going crazy? Because I'm not a huge lyrics guy, but...
Yeah, at Solid Sound, the one that in 2019 we went to, I got a little pin. It has a German flag and a Japanese flag. It says Impossible Germany, Unlikely Japan.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Again, when we kind of talked about this an hour ago for us, but a few weeks ago for the listeners on the This Is New episode, but this also kind of sounds Ode to Joy-esque. Just with the acoustic guitars and the rhythm. Maybe a little bit more melodic than that record gets, though.
It's very repetitive. The progression is just... And that... Oh, wait, it changed up right as I said that, of course.
So there's no sick guitar solo in this song.
Yeah, that's true. There's not. I'm going to be honest. Impossible Germany is... I prefer that over this song. Like, that's a song, yeah. Like, I probably wouldn't sit down and just pick this song to listen to. But I if Impossible Germany was a choice, I'd pick that one.
The dissonance here, just is kind of cool.
Yeah. So we got a minute 17. Let's.
Well, it's kind of busted in something new here, right?
Yeah, it's changed. I think this is the part where it changes into something new.
Yeah. What's going on with the percussion here? Yeah, it's like. Yeah, I could see this being a... listeners, Jason's throwing his fist in the air. I could see this being a club hit.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Is this called a vocoder? Is that vocoder?
And how many Wilco songs have a vocoder?
None.
Probably only this one.
Yeah.
Which, single-handedly, this might be top 100 Wilco, right? There's 200 Wilco songs. This is in the... Top
one. For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
This is the top half of the catalog.
This is Bon Iver, their 22 A Million album.
Uh-huh. That's a great album. Oh my God, that's a good album.
But it's kind of like this. That's sort of what it is.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wilco did it first.
Yeah, 22 Million is such a good album. If you guys haven't heard it,
cut Jeff Tweedy that royalty check. I saw them live at the end of a festival, and we were there all day, and I was so tired and cranky, and I just remember being like so miserable during their set, and everyone else is like freaking out, having the time of their life, probably on drugs. I was stone cold sober, and just like the most miserable I've ever been. My feet hurt. I was tired. but I was like, I'm not missing the set. Like, I paid money. Like, this is. I don't know how much I've listened to them since, but Unlikely Japan, Jason, from the You Never Know 7-inch originally released. If you listeners are going to hear it today, check out the Alpha Mike Foxtrot. I almost said Alpha Mike Charlie. Alpha Mike Foxtrot box set. The other thing worth pointing out with this song, and there's a little bit of history too, this is another collaboration between songwriting collaboration between Jeff Tweedy, Mike Jorgensen, and Chris Gerard, just like Theologians was. And there, I talked about this on the Possible Germany episode, but that was like a year ago. There is a, so Jeff Tweedy released a book of poetry, Jason, called Adult Head.
Oh, yeah, I had that, I think.
Yeah, 2004. I bought it at a Wilco show. In the past few years, I was just like, oh, I've never bought this. And it was there for like $10 so I at the merch table. So I remember buying it. And it's, and some of those have turned into songs. And there is a poem called Impossible Germany. Or sorry, Unlikely Japan. There's a song called Unlikely Japan. I'm failing you, listeners. There's a poem called Unlikely Japan in Adult Head. And it's not this these words at all. It's actually a song that Jeff wrote in his band Loose Fur called Wanted, and that's where those lyrics came from. So this song, Impossible Germany, Wanted, are all kind of connected to each other. We won't talk about Wanted on this podcast, but I'm gonna make a bold proclamation right now. Born Again in the USA, the Loose Fur record, Jason, one of Jeff Tweedy's best albums. Listeners, if you don't know it, do yourself a favor. Go listen to it right now. You can write me, DM me on Instagram personally, at Kevin Vinyl, and say, hey, thanks, that was a great recommendation, because it is top-tier Jeff Tweedy.
Awesome. Well, Kev, it's that time again. We're going to close her down. Go to abcwilco.com, find all the ways to support the show. Most important of which being leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or giving us a follow on Spotify. Helps the show grow. You can find Kevin on Instagram at Kevin Vinyl. You can find me on Instagram at HessisBest. Next week's episodes that we record, on the next episode we're recording. Oh, you know what's funny, Kev? We're going to close out the V's next week also and then jump into the W's.
We're blasting through this alphabet.
Yeah. And then we're going to be in the W's for a while and then we'll close it out. But come back and listen to Via Chicago. Man, we're kicking off next week with a banger, aren't we? Until then, a real thing. It's going to tear you apart.